From Radio Cayman's newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego with your latest news. The Director of Hazard Management Cayman Islands says despite it being a relatively slow start to the season, the department is urging residents to stay vigilant and not become complacent.
The dust clouds have obviously helped us a bit this year, but at the end of the day, it really does take one storm, and we're strongly encouraging people to remain prepared and be on the lookout and make sure their hurricane plans are in place, as well as where they're going to shelter and food supplies.
Daniel Coleman tells Radio Cayman News, HMCI will continue to prep on the government side, ensuring the National Emergency Operations Center is ready in the event of a storm. The Department of Environment's Turtle Team had a long day on Monday. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
There were so many turtle nests that they were out for more than 10 hours logging them. Knowing more were coming back to nest that night, the DOE's visiting scientist Joe Roche went out for night work while enforcement were out on anti-poaching patrol. Mr. Roche was checking nests along the 7 Mile Beach area when he stumbled across a turtle that had taken a wrong turn and ended up in a pool. So he, along with a chief conservation officer and a family of helpful tourists, helped the turtle get back out of the pool. Fortunately, she had enough energy to make her own way down to the beach. This is a good reminder that non-turtle-friendly lights can disorient adult turtles and hatchlings. You can find out about the DOE's TFL program by emailing emu.doe@gov.ky.
Free courses to help strengthen local parenting continue to roll out this month, with the next course focusing on teens. The Family Resource Center's Charmaine Miller says the Triple P Teen course is for parents or caregivers who have concerns about their teenagers' behavioral problems or wish to prevent behavioral problems from developing.
We understand the unique challenges of, you know, parenting teens. So there are a lot of issues sometimes with whatever teenagers are experiencing that may manifest itself behaviorally at home, and you're feeling kind of like out of tune with what's going on with your teenage child. This is the program for you.
The recurring class starts on August 10th. At 6 p.m., call the FRC on 949-0006 or email frc@gov.ky to register. That is your latest local news. We now turn to the BBC with a check of international news. That's it for me. From Radio Cayman's newsroom, I'm Shanna Gallego.
BBC News with Justine Green. Israel has carried out multiple airstrikes in the Gaza Strip, killing the leader of the Palestinian group Islamic Jihad. An Israeli spokesman said the strikes were a preemptive attack following direct threats from the group, and they weren't over yet. The Palestinian Health Ministry says 8 people were killed, including a 5-year-old child. More than 40 were injured. China says it will stop cooperating with the United States on a range of key issues following a visit to Taiwan by the US House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The foreign ministry in Beijing said it was suspending climate talks and military dialogue, as well as cooperation on crime, drugs and illegal migration. China is also imposing unspecified sanctions on Ms. Pelosi. Taiwan says 68 Chinese aircraft and 13 vessels were active in the Taiwan Strait on Friday, the second day of China's show of military force. The Defence Ministry in Taipei said it had activated its land-based missile systems. The number of jobs in the United States has grown beyond expectations in July, lowering the unemployment rate to pre-pandemic levels and calming fears of a recession. President Biden said the increase in the number of jobs was a result of his economic plan. There's been further progress in transporting Ukraine's grain crops out of the country after last month's deal between Moscow and Kyiv to resume shipments. 3 more ships sailed from Ukrainian ports. Elon Musk has accused Twitter of fraud in a countersuit over his aborted buyout deal of the social media company. Lawyers for Mr. Musk filed claims that Twitter had misled him by withholding vital business information. The Canadian government has announced a temporary ban on the import of handguns later this month until new gun control legislation is passed by Parliament in September. The restrictions come after local media reported a massive increase in handgun sales. BBC News.